We didn't get around to our letters segment yesterday, so now it is Wednesday and time to read from your comments. Last week, during a segment on patience, something that many people don't have, we asked our listeners what incident had taught them patience. Many of you wrote about the always trying morning commute, including Tristan in Minnesota, who wrote, "I first learned about patience when I was driving to work and thought people in front of me were driving too slowly. I pulled into the left lane and lost control when I sped up too vigorously. When I slammed my car into the guardrail and did $3,000 worth of damage to my car, I realized I need to calm down." Our conversation about Quran burnings in Afghanistan, the retaliations on American military personnel based there, and whether or not the U.S. should withdraw from Afghanistan altogether, brought this comment from David Konchak in Park Rapids, Minnesota. "We think that with all of our technological advances, war will somehow be antiseptic, clean, with no complications. This has never been the case, nor will it ever be. I think the greatest danger is we get skittish and overreact. When I served in Afghanistan last year, the biggest concern I heard from Afghans we worked with is that Americans would lose heart and quickly depart, leaving a power vacuum. Frankly, we need to grow up and stop acting immaturely if we wish to be taken seriously as leaders on the international stage." In response to our program on the increase in interracial marriages, Sandra emailed from Lafayette, Colorado, with her family's perspective. This is what she wrote. "Our daughter, a returned Peace Corps volunteer, married a villager and brought him to the U.S. What we notice is that race or ethnicity seems not as affecting as class and education. The difficulty in getting an education in a third world country, especially if you are extremely poor, has a huge effect on competing in America. We parents, now grandparents, often wish them an easier life, but we embrace how our lives have changed due to all we have learned through their approach to life." And finally, we asked whether affirmative action has achieved its goals and whether or not it's time to end it. Coyle wrote this from Canyon, California. "Unlike guests and fish, affirmative action may not have a shelf life. Say two new students take aptitude tests. One has been tutored, college-educated parents, goes to private school, and scores 95%. The other's got a mom without a degree, goes to low-quality schools, and scores 89%. Any teacher knows the kid who has not been tutored or schooled and scores within two standard deviations of the well-trained kid will outshine them after a year or two of good teaching. Whatever you call it, inequality needs to factor into merit-based selection." But Joseph Powers from San Francisco begged to differ. He wrote, "The time for affirmative action is over. It can be argued that it has done some good, but the truth is that it only breeds hostility and resentment from those adversely affected by it. Society is never going to be completely equal through engineered means, and discrimination cannot be combated with more discrimination. We should be dealing with the root problems of poverty and classism rather than waiting until people are entering college or the workforce." As always, if you have a correction or a comment or a question for us, the best way to reach us is by email. Our email address is talk@npr.org. And please just let us know where you're writing from and give us some help with on how to pronounce your name. And if you're on Twitter, you can follow us there at TOTN. Talk of the Nation is produced by Peter Granitz, John Asante, Tinbeat Ermias, Wilma Consul, Priska Neely, and Sarah Handel. Sarah also handles our web content. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Bolanle Omoshore is our intern. Gwen Uten is our director. Sean Phillips is our technical director, and he gets engineering help from Renee Pringle, Jerry Tennant, and Cal Southworth. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. The supervising senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is executive producer. Tomorrow, law enforcement and ethnic mapping. Is it a useful tool to prevent terrorism and crime, or is it a violation of civil liberties? We'll talk about that tomorrow in this hour. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm John Donvan in Washington.